The Ministry of Commerce says China's service trade grew to over 2.5 trillion yuan, or $397 billion, in the January to June period. That's up 8.5% year-on-year. Data analysis shows service imports rose 6% to $265 billion, while service exports grew even more. They were up 14% to $132 billion. That led to a decrease in service trade deficit by about 2.7 billion yuan. It is also the first time that China recorded a narrowing of deficit on a semi-annual basis.
There are three reasons behind the narrowing gap. First, China's economy did fine in the first half of this year. The rapid development of the service industry laid a solid foundation for the expansion of service trade. Second, trade service pilot programs centered around supply-side reform yield positive results. Third, we put service trade, especially those led by Internet Plus, as our top priority in foreign trade.
The U.S.-China trade dispute arose in July, but one expert says because the two sides have mainly imposed extra tariffs on goods, the impact on trade in goods is obvious. But it has shown little impact on the trade in services between the two countries so far. Experts say in the long run, the effect will show.
It depends on how far the trade war goes. If it goes like it's been going, it will first affect goods-related services such as transportation, manufacturing services on physical inputs owned by others, and maintenance and repair services. After that, more areas in the trade in goods will be affected, including information services, computer, and telecommunications.